You know the procedure on this. I tried to squeeze too much on a page, and at the bottom, the machine cut me off. So let me tell you what is on there. I think you may read it anyway. But the last question, on the first page, the one on clause containing how the object is there to distinguish the real nature of the same, not known for the reason verb and sitting verb converted perfect form, how will it be translated? In other words, you describe it grammatically, how you translate those types of forms. And then below it says, if a converted imperfect, in other words, you run into a converted imperfect, how are you going to translate that? So you just have a few words in there to describe it. So you may have a hard time squeezing that in. If you do, then just put it on the sheet that you do your translating on. Then that translation sheet is the second to the next part of the test. 170 points possible. Either one would be fine. There's two possible forms, either one would be fine.
I Mm-hmm.